All right, everyone, buckle up. We're diving headfirst into the latest happenings in Westminster, Vermont. Got my notes right here from the October 8th Select Board meeting.
And I brought the coffee. You know these meetings can be a marathon, right?
Ha ha, tell me about it. But hey, that's what makes it fun. It's like getting a little peek behind the curtain of how our town works. So, where should we start?
Oh, I know. Senior safety and emergency preparedness. A lot of folks, especially after those hurricanes we saw, are wondering what Westminster's plan is if disaster strikes.
Yeah, that was a big topic at the meeting. Seems like a resident brought up concerns, particularly about her senior population. Was there a support system, like if a storm hits, you know, that kind of thing?
Right. And it's not just about hurricanes, right? It could be anything. Ice storms, power outages, you name it.
Exactly. But what I found interesting was the vibe. It wasn't panic. You know, it felt more like, okay, what do we do if this happens? And I got to say, there's a strong neighbors helping neighbors spirit in Westminster.
Oh, for sure. That's the Vermont way, isn't it? It really is. People were talking about checking in on elderly neighbors, making sure everyone has supplies. Of course, we have the state's emergency plan, but the local response, that's what really makes a difference.
Absolutely. Okay, so moving on, housing. I know there's been some talk about Vermont's housing program for the homeless ending, and I think a few residents brought that up too. It's tough because on one hand, everyone deserves a safe place to live, but at the same time, resources are tight, you know?
Yeah, and you could sense that tension in the room. We actually heard from someone who directly benefited from the program right here in Westminster, got back on their feet, found housing, and even landed a job. It was a real success story.
Oh, wow, that's amazing to hear.
It was, but it does make you wonder, what happens when the program ends? You know, will we see a rise in homelessness locally? It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
For sure. And speaking of keeping an eye on things, let's talk about the North Westminster Community House.
Mm-hmm.
It's been vacant for a while, but now there's this whole plan to turn it into a community center.
Which sounds fantastic, right?
Exhausting.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Except for one tiny detail, parking.
Ah, yes. The parking puzzle. I knew you were going to get to that.
It's hilarious, right? Okay, so get this. Engineering studies say they can fit 9 parking spaces there.
Makes sense. Small space.
You'd think. But zoning bylaws require 17 spaces for events with 50 people or more.
Wait, 17 for that little building?
No, it's like they're planning for a monster truck rally or something. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but you can see why this is causing a stir.
Oh, totally. It's about more than just parking, though, right? It's about making sure traffic flows smoothly and emergency vehicles can get through. Safety first.
Right, right. Speaking of safety, speed limits. Remember those new radar speed limit signs they put up?
Oh, yeah. Those are hard to miss.
They're working. Yeah. Apparently, people are actually slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get this. There's a proposal to lower the speed limit in Westminster from 30 to 25.
25. That's specific.
Right. I guess every mile per hour counts. But seriously, it'll be interesting to see how people react. It's a small town. Everyone's got an opinion.
True, true. Well, on a completely different note, our town manager gave his report. Seems like he just got back from some big regional conference in Killington.
Ah, yes, rubbing elbows with other town bigwigs.
Yeah.
Always good for networking and sharing ideas, right?
Exactly. And brace yourselves. Budget season is upon us.
Dun, dun, dun. The most wonderful time of the year.
Departments are finalizing their funding requests, so we'll see where our tax dollars are headed. Always a hot topic, right?
You said it, but hey, on a more positive note, it sounds like that Pine Banks Road culvert replacement is moving along right on schedule.
Culverts, the unsung heroes of dry roads. See, this is why I love these meetings, always learning something new.
Me too. So there you have, folks, a little slice of life from your local government. We covered senior safety, housing concerns, parking predicament, speed limits, and even a little budget talk. Phew, I need another cup of that coffee. But what really stands out to me is that community house dilemma. 9 parking spaces versus 17. Sounds like a math problem only Westminster can solve. What do you think they should do? We want to hear from you. Hit us up on social media and let's keep this conversation going. And hey, if you're feeling really ambitious, the next select board meeting is October 22nd. Come on down. You never know what you might learn.